Are dogs racist? And why is TV the best roommate you will ever have? Those are just some of the questions pondered by comedian Wyatt Cenac, whose stand-up act has just been released in a new DVD and CD. Cenac is best known for his work on Jon Stewart's The Daily Show. As a correspondent, he travels into the field to interview real people, and then he goes and makes them look ridiculous. In a recent story, Cenac reported on the growing threat of importing oil from dangerous regimes, the most dangerous, Canada.
I flew to the oil fields of Alberta to confront our Canadian oil overlords.
Would you prefer that I call you Sheikh or Warlord or your Lordship?
I'm Senior Vice President, but I mean, you can just call me Drew.
Would you agree that Canada is a blood and oil-soaked rapetocracy?
Oh, no. Canada's a very welcoming, warm country. There's no reason we can't continue to be great neighbors.
Such arrogance.
And Wyatt Cenac joins us from our New York studios. Welcome to the program, Wyatt.
Thank you for having me.
Pull the curtain back a little bit if you can. Did you let this guy know that this was an absolute comic routine that he was becoming a part of?
I think that's the question a lot of people often ask when they stop me in a restaurant as I'm about to eat my soup. They say, you know,
can I have some of that soup?
Yeah, that's usually the second question. The first question is, do the people that you talk to in the field pieces, do they know what you're doing? And secondly, ooh, carrot ginger soup.
So what's the answer to that question?
People know. It's weird. I think there was a time when people didn't know what The Daily Show was. And so they were kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, The Daily Show. That sounds like a news show. People now, it's rare to find somebody that we interview that doesn't know what the show is. The people who I've interviewed, for the most part, they have an opinion. And they want to get their opinion out there.
How and when did you get interested in comedy?
When I was little, I remember seeing like Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show and thinking, I want to do that. And initially, I think in my kid brain, I thought that meant I wanted to be a doctor.
Dr. Huxtable.
But yeah, then I realized like I think I was around maybe 11 or 12 when I remember I was at my friend Brian's house. And there was one day when a friend of his was over, and I can't even remember what it specifically was, but we were just having a conversation, and I said something, and I remember she laughed, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, wow, that feels good. And
I just
was like,
did that. I just
yeah.
did that.
And I was like, say something else, and brain. And then I remember going on like a little run, and I just remember thinking like, this is such a rush, and it always then became about recapturing that feeling, just making somebody laugh that hard.
Well, a lot of the humor on your new stand-up album and also on The Daily Show is about you being African-American. And I guess I'm wondering, as the only full-time black correspondent on The Daily Show, do you see it as sort of your role to address race?
No. For me, it's weird. I see it as a lot of things I do deal with my race, but my race is who I am. And so I'm an American kid who grew up listening to predominantly hip-hop. I will talk about hip-hop as the music I grew up listening to, and I think sometimes people like to put it as like, oh, well, he's talking about black things. And yeah, they are, but that's my American identity. And so I think I see it like that.
You try to tackle a serious topic in a humorous way in your stand-up, the idea that some use the civil rights movement to justify fighting for animal rights.
Yeah, there was a PETA campaign where they compared the animal rights movement to the civil rights movement.
There's a picture of like a slave, and he's in shackles, and he's got like whip marks all up and down, and it's really brutal. And then next to it is a picture of an elephant at the circus. He's got a little shackle around his foot, presumably so he doesn't get into the peanuts, but not because freedom's going to turn him into some sort of George Washington barber.
How do you deal with your being offended and your anger at things like that while you have people just laughing in hysterics?
Well, to me, I think that's the thing is like as frustrated or as annoyed as I was seeing it, there was something that I also found inherently funny about it, about the ridiculousness of it. And so to me, I think it becomes a thing of, oh, let me share the ridiculousness of it. And that's what I do. I make jokes. I'm paid to make jokes.
I read that you were considered for a cast position on Saturday Night Live, where you might have played President Obama.
I had heard that, too.
I would hope that you heard about it if it were true.
Maybe somebody had talked to my agent at the time, and I think there was a time when they were looking.
Can you give us your best Obama?
Well, that's the thing. My Obama impression is terrible. Like
So who do you do that's just perfect for you?
Every impression I do is just a terrible variation on an awful Bill Cosby impression I do. Everything is, you're doing an Australian accent, but it's just Australian Bill Cosby. Or that's just British Bill Cosby. That's pirate Bill Cosby.
What does Australian Bill Cosby sound like?
Okay, I just grabbed a piece of paper that was sitting here.
That's good. I wonder what's sitting around our New York bureau. You should tell me.
It's the All Things Considered script.
Okay.
Like, this is my Cosby impression. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. The News Corp board of directors met yesterday for the first time since a phone hacking and corruption scandal ended last month. The meeting comes amid growing scrutiny of Rupert Murdoch's leadership as chairman and CEO.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like that, I can do that, and I can do Elmo, and those are the only...
That's your repertoire. Well, this has been really fun. Before I let you go, I do have to... I want to thank you a lot for the props you gave NPR in your stand-up video. Let's hear that.
Now, there are certain things that you can blast through a stereo. You can blast hip-hop. You can blast heavy metal. You can't blast All Things Considered. And just think I'm going to be like, oh, are they talking about that new Michael Chabone book? That's my jam. Turn it up. I want to hear what they have to say about his perceptive use of metaphors.
Thanks. We really appreciate that.
No problem. And next time you're talking about Michael Chabone,
we'll have you on.
Yes.
That was from a Wyatt Cenac Comedy Person, which is Wyatt Cenac's new DVD and CD of his stand-up comedy. Wyatt, thanks so much for joining us. It's been fun.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.